Previously on Cthulhu is Rad.
Yanrith, you are a smart boy. Once you make up your mind, we would love your help figuring out what this is. And she opens her palm and you see a small writhing piece of fluffy cloud appear in her hand. And like a little closet opens and it's just full of spy shit, basically. You guys think this guy is no joke, but his eyes do light up as soon as he sees Max. Max, it's been too long. And he'll bring you back to the back room where he's got a couple like duffel bags and he'll open some of them. Like, you guys can dig around in there. Gunther's gonna talk to Susie. What are you guys doing?
Well, I'm not really doing much, but those two, they're about to go on a super secret heist.
All right. Are we dividing now?
Yeah, we can split.
Good luck, you guys. Susie gives you guys big hugs.
Yeah, good luck.
Stay safe, guys.
Welcome to Cthulhu is Rad, the only podcast.
It's still true.
Still true. It's true every time.
I don't know. Jasmine, did you check?
I didn't check. I
was
should've.
It Jasmine's turn to check? I thought it was Denise's turn to check.
It might have been my turn. Give me just a second.
Still the only one?
Yep.
Sweet. Cool. So, say your human name, your character name, and what's their go-to song at karaoke?
I am a human, presumably.
Last time we checked.
Named Jasmine, also presumably. Haven't checked that recently. I play Gwen. For sure. And Gwen's go-to song for karaoke is Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
It's a good song.
Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield.
Start strong like the horns.
Oh yeah, that stays the whole time.
And is that piano? I hear some piano in there. Ooh, the horns do stay. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to the rest of that later.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to keep listening to it now.
We have a podcast to record, Marley.
I always listen to music while we play.
How?
ADHD, baby.
I can't listen or else it'll distract me.
Yeah.
Because I'll get too into the music.
Oh, I can't not listen because then it's too quiet.
My human name is Harrison, presumably, and I, for sure, play Yanrith. And if Yanrith ever did karaoke, I mean, this wouldn't be the real answer, but the funny answer is Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers. So yeah, I'll go with Secret Agent Man.
Cool. I'm presumably Meriwether. I am for sure the Dungeon Master.
And which NPC are you accidentally?
And accidentally, Colleen for karaoke would pick Come On, Feel the Noise. Because I think it's funny. Come on, feel the noise. And I can't sing any more of it.
Nope.
Because of crime.
Speaking of crime.
We love it.
We fully endorse all crimes.
All of them.
Absolutely not.
Yep. Every single one.
We speak for everyone in this podcast.
Yep.
When we say we endorse
unanimously,
all.
We endorse all crimes.
I need my lawyer. I'm gonna sue you guys.
It's fine, I'll take that out in post. Alright, this episode we only got half the cast, because we're doing some heisting. Presumably, if this goes right, we'll be back to full cast next session. But if it goes wrong, then who knows?
Then we're ending and...
then they're going to be arrested for treason.
Or dead.
The stakes are high. The characters aren't high. Let's do a heist.
Nope, we left that one at home.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So, what time of day are you guys doing this?
I mean, it probably should be, like, right as... like night, morning,
oh, goodness.
That was a big one. That was a big strong. shift change.
Okay. So I think you guys got supplies during the day, so it's probably evening now.
Can we retcon? Can I have a can of spray paint?
I guess.
What?
For the cameras.
Oh.
Oh, it would probably be cool if we, like, posted the maps to our social stuff.
Oh, yeah. We can do that when it's done. Yeah, if you guys want to follow along, I'll probably post these on, like, Instagram. And we plug our Instagram at the end of every episode, and I believe we put it in the descriptions of episodes as well. If you want to look at the maps along with us, Harrison spent a lot of time on these, and they look pretty cool.
I think I did. Okay.
I like them. They're fancy.
Thank you.
We're using a program called Foundry.
We are. If anybody is curious, we're running the map through Foundry Virtual Tabletop. Highly recommend it. The dude that makes it is real cool. And I made the maps in a program called Dungeon Fog.
Yeah. You guys need to pick who has which things in case you guys are separated.
Yeah, that's...
if you guys want to sort that between yourselves, I'll do a description of the building if you want.
What, quantities on the all the potions are just one?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so while they do that, I'm going to describe this building for all of you, because our players can see it and you can't. So, the D-Way is about a two-story tall, pretty bland office-looking like building. It doesn't have many windows. Where it does have windows, they're skinny. It's very authoritative, very bland government building from the outside. So it has two floors above ground and two floors below. And it has these like concrete brick walls and these like linoleum speckled floors. When you enter the DUA, there's like an office area where there's a guard at the door and you need a key card to get in. You need a key card for basically every door. There are cameras all over the place. So the first floor basically boils down to a handful of labs, the head agents in charge office, which is James Butler's title. He is a head agent in charge. We got a couple bathrooms, we got a break room, we got some cubicles, and that's where most spies do their work. We have a van garage, a gear locker, and the medic. That's all floor one. Up on the second floor is where the higher-ups work. It's where secure files and some servers are located. It's where all the department heads are located. There are five department heads. There's the surveillance department, which is Frederick Fitzgerald V. There's the equipment department head, Yerbeta McKinney. There's the department head of agents and tactics, so that's above the head agent in charge. So this is Butler's direct boss, Clarice Fenley. And then there's the science department head, which is Jeremy Johnson. His peer is Knackle, who is the big head honcho of the DUA. Those two are about equal. And then there's tech development, which is Dolores Perez. So all of their offices are up on the second floor, as well as dispatch. Then down in basement one, there's the evidence locker, some holding cells, some interrogation rooms, the office of the science leads. So those are like the head agents in charge for the science department. Then there's NASA's surveillance, some closets, and some more bathrooms and a break room. There are bathrooms and break rooms on every floor. And then down in basement two, which is the final floor, there are more labs. The cameras for the DUA are all routed into basement two. There are some backup servers, more files, more supplies, a computer lab, and utilities. So that's the basic rundown. Again, you need key cards to get into basically every room, and key cards depend on what level of clearance you have, between 1 and 10.
Do you want disguise self, or should I take it?
I only know, like, one person, really, I think, in the DUA, so...
Right. Your former boss was Stacy Clark, Jasmine. She is the science lead for the medical department. You would know her.
Yeah. Although she does work in the basement, and that would get us closer to the sub-basement. Do you know any people that work in the basement?
Do I know anybody that works in the basement?
Not really. Most of the people you would interact with on a day-to-day would be first floor. First floor, maybe you would go to dispatch.
Yeah, so maybe I should take it, and we can see if I could get us in with somewhere.
All right.
Here's one thing to consider, too. There's no guarantee that anyone is in their office.
Right.
Yeah.
So now are we ready?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. So your options for entry are basically you can either go in through the front door where there is immediately a camera and a guard at the desk and then a locked door that you will need a key card for. Or you can go in through the garage, which has a guard outside of it. And that door, I believe, is also locked.
Thinking garage.
Yeah, probably. Before we go in, I'm gonna cast Enhance Ability on... Let's see, you don't really need advantage on Dex, do you?
I have a +3.
Okay, so... I guess I'll save my third levels for later and just cast it on me. I'll cast Enhance Ability on me. It'll give me advantage on Dex checks.
And I'll put the hood of my Cloak of Elvenkind up.
Okay, what does that do again?
While you wear the cloak with its hood up, perception checks made to see you are made with disadvantage, and you have advantage on stealth checks made to hide.
Okay. Alright, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
16.
Oh. I got a nat 20, so 19.
All right, so first to go is Gwen.
Cool.
Let's
see, so to get in, I have to go through the garage and, like, through this door over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll sneak past the guard.
Roll stealth.
Both of us?
Just her right now.
That's a 6. Oh, wait. Pass without a trace. I guess I should... Was that... Yeah, I guess I should have used pass without a trace. Let me... Can I do that?
I guess.
I'll pass without a trace first, and then... that makes that a... 16 instead.
Okay. Are you doing anything else?
I guess not. I don't know. Is this how far I can go?
Yes.
Okay.
Where did you start?
I don't know.
Then we'll say yes.
Okay.
Go, Yanrith.
For simplicity, can I just be behind Gwyn and have that count as my movement?
Yeah, sure.
I think this will become easier once we're in the building.
Same stealth check required?
Yeah.
17.
Okay. Are you doing anything else?
Do I give any indication that the guard saw me? 23 on perception.
You don't think he saw you.
Okay. He's also at disadvantage to see me.
Back to Gwyn.
That's me.
So you need a key card.
Right.
I will just sit here and wait, I guess.
Okay. So, Yanrith.
How many shots do I have in the knocking gun?
You have 4 shots.
Yeah, I guess I shoot him. He would have a key card, right?
Yeah. Roll to hit.
Roll to hit. What's that going to be? Dex?
Yeah.
A natural 20. And that's... I will have dipped all of these in the oil of Taggart.
So does he roll a save?
Let me double check. Yes. Constitution. 13.
Okay. So I'm going to say for coolness sake, you're like tucked behind one of the vans and you lean out and dart him. And this guard, he was just sort of hanging out, trying to get through his shift, falls unconscious.
And I would like to drag him, like, and hide him, like, under a van.
What, like, in a van?
Like, yeah, like, in the back of the van, yeah.
Okay. And you swipe his key card?
Yep.
Okay, so he has a level 1 clearance. So basically, he can get in and out of the outer doors. So, like, from the lobby into the main building and from the garage into the main building. And probably he can scan them on the elevators.
All right. So I can get us in this door.
Beep. Back to Gwyn.
There's a camera over there. A camera over there. Let's see, do I know how far the cameras can see?
I'll say they see, like, 60 feet in a cone.
Oh.
Maybe not 60 feet. We'll go 30 feet cone.
So I'm just barely out of range. I guess that's the right way. Yeah.
Where are you going, Gwyn?
I'll go down this hallway.
The stairs are the other way.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been here in a year.
Your memory is garbage.
They could have wiped my memory. You don't know. I guess that.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to get past all these cameras, so we might just have to go for it and wipe the cameras. What was the most recent clue we had on where the hunk might be stored?
Well, Gwyn thinks it would most likely be in a vault that's in the secret sub-basement, but you guys don't really know where the door to that would be, but you assume the only people who would have key cards to a thing like that would be the higher-ups.
Gotcha. So that would be, like, Fedric or Knackle.
Yeah, like a department head or Knackle. Perhaps the science leads. That one's more iffy. Maybe the head agent's in charge. You're not sure.
So it looks like we'll have to go upstairs, get a higher key card, go downstairs, I think. So the stairs are kind of...
Yeah, you gotta go There's a big center room.
And then they're, like, in the bottom left corner of that center room. Like, below that corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around here-ish. Stupid security agency having so many goddamn cameras.
Yeah, so they don't have cameras covering the whole hallway, but they do have them basically covering every corner. So, if you get into a hallway, got into the hallway, but you can't get around, really.
Okay, so meta-wise, Jasmine, she's forcing us to go through cameras, so that can't be, like, an instant out.
I will do a roll at the beginning of every turn. It'll be on a percentage die, because honestly, I only half thought about this before we started. So this is what I'm thinking mechanics-wise. I will roll a percentage die to see if somebody in surveillance spots you on the camera. So this is basically just like a luck check. The percentage will start low, but the more and more often you get spotted by cameras, the more and more likely it becomes that somebody spots you on a camera. However, if you get spotted on a camera, that's not immediate. Somebody's going to come grab you. The alarm is then triggered, and then people have to respond to the alarm and find out what the alarm's about. So, if you get spotted by a camera, it's not immediate death. You could find somewhere to hide, potentially. However, they are going to start to sweep the campus. If you knock out a camera, that's also going to be a percentage, but it'll be a separate percentage. Those two won't be linked. It'll be a percentage to notice that a camera's down, and then the alarm's not going to go off. They're just going to go look at the camera.
I didn't even think about that. My gun is silent. I can just shoot the camera.
Well, it's not completely silent.
Right, what? It's like I think you basically said if, as long as they're not, like, within a certain area in the same, like, it's not going to go through walls, I think is what you said.
Yeah, if they're, like, in the hall with you, there's a chance they'll hear it. The more cameras you knock offline, the more likely they are to trip an alarm. We'll say that.
Or at least start sending people around to see what's knocking cameras off.
Well, when you knock a camera off and they notice, they're going to go check out the camera either way.
Gotcha.
But by the time a person gets to the camera, you guys might be gone.
Right.
But, you know, then they'll be like, huh, this camera got shot. Maybe we'll trip the alarm. So maybe the more it looks like the camera's just not working, maybe the better.
Okay, I've got a plan. I am going to move right here. Let me double check my spell list. And cast Mage Hand. And I would like to tilt the camera so it's facing the floor.
Okay.
Or, like, loosen the bolt so that it just kind of swings to the floor.
Yeah. I'm going to say roll a sleight of hand check to see how well you can do that.
Okay.
I rolled the natural one. What's that do?
You slap it and it turns to be facing you. So you're still out of it right now, but it is now completely facing that hallway.
But my plan was so well thought out!
Well.
Can I try again, or is it stuck like that?
I think you get one try per turn.
Alright, yeah.
What's Mage Hand? Is that an action to cast?
Mage Hand.
It's a bonus action?
No, it's an action to cast.
Oh.
Okay, so that's your action.
Oh, it's a bonus action to move it, I think.
Hmm. Since this is a heist, the action economy is a little weird. Because you're not, like, attacking people every turn, you know?
Yeah, I also moved, so I'm done.
Okay. So back to Gwyn.
Just gonna...
I rolled to see if that guard heard you. There's a guard nearby. He rolled a natural 3.
You got lucky. I just wanted you to know you got lucky.
Me or her?
You.
Fuck.
Because I was seeing if he heard the camera. I'm thinking in my head, you basically slapped the camera with your mage hand and it like hit the wall.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. It was a nat one. Mm-hmm.
But you got lucky and the guard wasn't paying attention. You got unlucky and then got lucky that it wasn't worse.
And I'm just outside of that cone.
Yeah, very lucky.
Because I was like, you know, I better cast Mage Hand from as far away as I can be.
Uh-huh.
I guess I mean, can I use an action to dash?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Why haven't we been doing that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna stay right here so I can be just on the edge, and then next turn I'm gonna dash through.
Hmm. Okay. So back to Yanra. It's just until I say something else, it's just gonna be you two.
I'm cursed.
What'd you just do?
I rerolled the sleight of hand. You'll never guess what I rolled, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it a nat one?
It sure is. But should I use the advantage from the advantage potion?
Probably.
Just don't be another nat one. Come on, game. Don't fuck me. 22.
Okay. You almost go to basically do the same motion again, and then you have a moment where you're like, I fucked this up once. I'm not going to do it again. And you take out a potion and you drink it. And this camera is now pointing straight at the ground. You just walk in the only corner that camera can see. Can only see one square. And you walk there and you stand in it.
So that's 30 feet. Here we go. Yep. Okay. That was my action and my movement. And I don't think I have anything fun to do as a bonus action. So
you're a rogue, so can't you bonus action dash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah, because rogues can bonus action, hide, disengage, or dash.
That's just another set of movement, right?
Yeah, it's double. You're running real fast. How tall are ceilings normally? Like 9 feet? Like a government building, I think they're... I'm going to say these ceilings are like 10 feet. I'm just debating, like, how high up the cameras are and if you guys could realistically, like, touch them and pull them down. I feel like they're too high up for that. Unless you're, like, stood on something.
I'm super tall. I'm, like, a million feet.
Today's standard ceiling height is 9 feet. Yeah, up on my tippy toes, then. I might be able to hit it. But that feels riskier than just using mage hand.
Yeah. The sleight of hand DC to knock it down would probably be way higher.
That is my turn.
Okay, back to... Well, let me roll. Okay. Back to Gwyn.
Right on the edge. Run over here and then go down.
So you're... Are you basically trying to say you hopped in this little skinny bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
She briefly became one pixel wide in real life.
I'd say technically there's a percentage for that, but it's like one. For them to notice. Okay, so back to Yanrith?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, we should narrate better what you guys are doing. This is audio only.
That is true.
I walk through the hall.
Yeah.
So I am moving down the linoleum hallway. It's a very terrible linoleum texture. If you've ever seen linoleum before, it looks like that.
So they've made it from the garage door. They have this rectangle hallway where it goes around a center room, and then there are rooms all along the other side. and Yanrith chose to go down, he has moved a camera and started approaching another camera near the elevator and stairs. Gwyn went the other way and jumped through the skinny bit where a camera is and is now going around the other side of the rectangle towards the stairs.
Gotta love those skinny bits.
Gotta love those skinny bits.
So I'm gonna cast Mage Hand again, I guess.
Okay.
I think it stays up.
I'm gonna recast Mage Hand so I don't have to move it from all the way down the hallway. 24 to do the same thing. Loosen the hinge so it swings down.
Yeah, okay. And successfully get that camera pointed to the ground. Are you moving?
Miss my movement.
All right. Gwyn, go!
Alright. Is that the bathroom?
Yeah, that's the bathroom.
Whoops. That's a room.
Gwyn opens that door?
I guess.
Okay.
I just want her to sing an opera or something for you.
Oh, I don't know which doors. It's been a long time since I've been to the DUA. Can I just close this door back?
I'm gonna take a picture of what I just rolled.
Oh, no. I'm just gonna walk back this way. Go in here. Close the door.
You want to narrate what you just did for the podcast?
I walked down the hallway, opened two doors. One was the bathroom. One was another room with someone in it. I walked back to the bathroom, walk inside, and closed the door.
And she went back up to the bathroom. Okay, is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, let me go pee.
Okay. I'm losing my fucking mind. Did you lock the door?
Yeah.
You hear a knock at the door.
Sorry, occupied.
Roll a persuasion check.
Don't fail me now. It's a nat one.
Oh my fucking god!
This is terrible.
It's so early in the heist, too. Oh my god!
This is the worst heist ever. We're
gonna go to Guantanamo for the rest of our lives. And it's gonna be because you opened the bathroom door.
It's because she opened the break room.
Oh, that's the break room.
She opened the... There was nobody in the bathroom, but she opened the break room door and then immediately closed it, and the spy in there rolled a nat 20 on perception.
Oh.
How do thieves' tools work?
It's a dex check plus your proficiency.
Okay, so I'm gonna say these locks aren't very sturdy. There are a lot of very good locks in the DUA, but the bathroom is not a high priority lock.
It should have been a high priority lock. It's important to have that privacy when you pee.
So it's a 12 for this spy to get the door open, and they get to add 4 to this roll. That's a 17, so plus 4. The spy gets the door open. Standing in front of you, and she holds out her gun and is just like, "Who are you?"
I'm sitting on the toilet.
Show me your badge.
I pull out my ID card.
Your old ID card.
Okay, we're gonna leave you there, and we're gonna go to Yanrith.
God dang it, I hate this.
So do I hear that?
Yeah, roll perception.
All right. 23.
Yeah, you hear that happen. Conveniently, no cameras saw this happen, I guess. That's an upside.
Where is
the guard.
She's in the bathroom with Gwen now.
I don't know which bathroom, do I? Could I tell?
No, you heard her around the corner. You don't know which bathroom.
Why can I see through doors?
That door is open.
This door is open.
Yeah, because the spy just opened it and she didn't close it behind her.
I shoot her with the knocking gun.
Okay, roll the hit.
I hate this.
Oh, no. What did you get? Did you get it at one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, there have been four at one so far.
We need to roll real dice.
Oh my god.
D&D Beyond is against us.
I'm rolling real dice and I'm rolling great.
Yeah, let's...
D&D Beyond is against us.
Okay, so that's one of your darts gone. And it does not hit her, and that is your action.
Yeah, and I had to double move to get here. Free object interaction, I close the door.
Oh my god!
Dang it, this is...
Oh my fucking god.
This is...
Okay. Okay, guys. Okay. So that's Gwen. There are so few doors in the DUA that are unlocked, and Gwen has opened, like, not many. Anyway, you give a PC a door, they're gonna want to open it.
Yeah, I mean, he said it was around the corner somewhere, and I said, okay.
What part of bottom left?
It was the bottom left of that rectangle. I don't know what...
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay, Gwen, what are you doing?
Please, just let me pee. I really gotta go.
You've got a killer. And quiet. I mean, do you have any way to knock her out?
No.
Flush her body down the toilet somehow.
How? What?
Oh my god. What the?
I don't know. I don't want to get...
Toilets in the DUA are made for human body disposal, apparently.
I'm gonna use Charm Person.
But then they know they've been charmed.
Yeah, after an hour.
Oh, all right. I thought it was shorter than that.
Yeah, so they have to make a wisdom saving throw.
People. Okay. So what's the DC for this?
14.
Okay, so what are you saying to her, like, as you're casting this spell? You're just saying, let me pee in peace?
Just let me pee in peace. It's fine. I've been working here for a while, and I just... Let me live.
Her face turns a deep shade of red, and she's like, oh my god, I am so sorry. I guess I'm too caffed up. And she rushes out of the room, past Yanrith, not even looking at Yanrith, because you've charmed her. And she'll go back to the break room, and through the hall you can hear her say to somebody, like, false alarm, just a new person or something. I don't know.
I just freaked out on a newbie who was just trying to piss.
I just barged into the bathroom. That's so embarrassing.
I picked the lock and everything.
I just haven't learned my way around yet. You picked the lock to the bathroom and I'm just trying to pee. I'm...
Okay. You have your movement, I guess.
I'm gonna pee. I'm gonna...
As my object interaction, I do take a fat piss.
I just open the door and go, where are we going? just, I'll follow you. And I... And I just wait there.
I love this game.
That was the worst pee of my life.
The This episode was produced and edited by Meriwether Minix. The intro and outro were composed by Jasmine Blackman. Sound design by Melody Barkabile and Harrison Minix. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at Cthulhu is Rad, all one word. And on Instagram at Cthulhu_is_rad. Or email us at CthulhuIsRad@gmail.com. You can find us on any podcast app. We would appreciate it if you would leave us a rating, review, or even just tell a friend. Thank you for listening.